Welcome to the weekend edition of the Daily Dad Podcast, where on the weekends we do a deeper dive at how to get better at our most important job, being a parent. Sometimes in these episodes, I talk to best-selling authors and elite performers and other guests. But lately, I've also been having conversations with my wife, Samantha, the co-parent of my two boys. We do it over in the Daily Stoic studio here in Bastrop, Texas. She and I talk about things that we're working on as parents, things that we're working on as people, and how we are supporting each other, challenging each other, and like I said, trying to get better at what we do. Guest or not, I hope you hear some ideas here that will help make you a better parent. I was better for having the conversation. I hope you enjoy. As I was making my kids breakfast this morning, I put the food on the plate and then I walked over and I dropped one little thing on each of their plates and then I threw one in my mouth. It was a Hiya vitamin. They're for kids. The kids love them. I figure it can't hurt for me to have one too. Hiya is a pediatrician-approved super-powered chewable vitamin created by two dads who are tired of children's vitamins that cause more problems than they solve. Hiya is made with zero sugar, zero gummy junk, but it tastes great. And it's perfect for picky eaters. Hiya is designed for kids of all ages and sent straight to your door in a package families can love. So parents have one less thing to worry about. It's actually some really cool packaging. You get this like kind of glass bottle and they send you the new bag every month. It's made from a blend of 12 farm fresh fruits and vegetables, supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals known to help support a healthy immune system, energy levels, brain functions, mood, teeth, bones, and more. And your first month, as I said, comes with a reusable glass bottle so that your kids can personalize with stickers. And then every month, Hiya sends a no plastic refill pouch of fresh vitamins. And we've worked out an exclusive offer with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamins. Daily Dad listeners receive 50% off their first order. To claim this deal, go to hiyahealth.com/dailydad or enter code DAILYDAD at checkout. That's hiyahealth.com/dailydad, hiyahealth.com/dailydad. To get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults, full discount is applied at checkout. What do you got?
Evening meetings.
Oh, yeah. The family meetings thing has been great.
It has been life-changing for our family.
Why?
One, because you clearly just have like crippling anxiety. Like, I don't know how you've gone through the world.
Why do you think they matter so much?
Because I think that there are so many, like
you know what? First of all, let's back up. I should get credit for inventing the family meeting idea in our family.
Do you need
credit? I just think it's been working well and I deserve credit for instituting it.
You need that validation.
I just need the record to give me the validation.
The record
I don't personally need it. I just need the record to show.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You made positive change in our household.
All right. Finally.
Next up, learning, teaching the kids to put shoes on. Okay. Family meetings.
Yes.
I think that there are so many, we do not have any consistency. It's not like every day our kids are going to school at the same time and we're going to different places and whatever. You travel a lot. Like, there's even some of their like caregivers, they're in and out. They're just like, I think that it was causing a lot of stress for the kids when they didn't know what was happening the next day. But also you and I, like we have so much random shit going on that it would be like, we were living and dying with, oh, our rule was if it's not in the calendar and we didn't talk about it, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Like if there's something in the calendar, but we didn't discuss it. It's like one of us sees and hears that. And so it just doesn't register. And then the calendar, the other one lives and dies by the calendar. There's so much variability in our day-to-day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was obvious that with our youngest, where he was like confused all the time, and then it was causing stress because he didn't know. And so when we started doing this thing, and it's actually really interesting because when you're traveling or when one of us isn't home, it doesn't matter. We still do it with everybody. Like everyone is still involved. Like we call in the other parent or like...
We've done that?
Yeah. Okay, we've been doing this for like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so it's not like we've had a lot of things. But yes,
remember,
I was in the car once. And like Jones and I were in the car and you guys were home and he was going to fall asleep. And I was like, we have to have this family. And we just, sometimes I think you're like, week ahead. Like, this is not a week ahead meeting. We literally just talk about what the next day is. Who's going to be the parent who's with you when you wake up? Like, are you going to be the one that's handling the morning? Am I going to be the one that's handling the morning? So they're like aware of that. Who's going to school? Who isn't going to school? Like, what the day is going to look like. And if there's room, if there's time in there where we're not sure, if there's like going to be an unknown variable, like we try to prepare them for that too. And it's just been like, and then we have time after to air complaints and grievances.
You know what I think a big part of it is though, actually, is the meeting is great. All that reason is like making the next morning better. But I think it's like from our routine, you know, it's like you give your kids a bath or they, whatever, you do all this stuff, then it's like starting to wind down the day. So then you send them, like in our house, we go upstairs, we watch like a couple minutes of like a movie or a TV show or whatever. And then we would be like, okay, go downstairs and brush your teeth and go to bed. So like they don't want to go to bed, right? So if you're like send downstairs, then they're just like dispersed through the house trying to like get into trying to not do the thing we want them to do. So having like an extra transitionary activity where it's like we're upstairs on the couch watching TV and then we're like, okay, this is over. Like it's now officially time to go to bed. But we have to like assemble downstairs and sit in our, and we kind of all sit in the same spot.
Right.
So then even though the meeting is sometimes
30 seconds,
3 minutes. Yeah. It's a transition between, and then it's easy to go like, okay, let's see who can like brush her teeth fastest or like, you know, whatever. Yeah. Right. So like, I think it's actually a big part of the impact is just its transitionary nature inside a transition.
Okay, so first, the reason that we added that was to have cool down time because we were trying to do like big body movements before bed, especially because they need to get like that last bit of energy out and then they seem to be falling asleep better. And then we kind of forgot that we were doing that. But anyways, since you said that, maybe we need to institute some sort of gathering in the morning to help the transition to get out of the house.
That's a good idea. Like everyone sits around the table and go, just a reminder, here's what we're doing. These are my thoughts.
Or
concerns,
like,
quests.
What are we going to, are we happy with what we're wearing today with the weather? And just bake it. I think because of the way that you think and you schedule your day and your time, that might be a good thing for you.
Yeah.
Because the kids just want to be chaotic. I think you, if you had a, now we're instituting this thing where we all gather around in this circle in our house and like, review or whatever, I think you'd bake in an extra 5 minutes of tolerance.
Yeah, I like that.
Look at us solving problems.
No, I think, yeah. And then the illusion of having feedback or input on it is probably very comforting and appealing.
Yes, I also feel like maybe you should wake Jones up with a weather report every morning because he does that at night too. He's like, so.
He just wants to know how things are going to be and then finds a way to have an objection to that thing, whatever it is. But I think because it's like I'd been doing that, like, you know, when you plug your phone into a CarPlay, I like when I'm leaving or whatever, I like click over to the calendar and I just see like what the day is for a second instead of like, oh shit, wait, what? Like, so just a second of getting the review is really helpful. And it's forcing me to do that at night and go, oh, okay. Yeah, I have like three things, but it's not like just this kind of, you think about it from a kid's perspective. If as an adult, you're like, shit, tomorrow's like packed, isn't it? That's stressful. But then when you go, okay, so first I'm going to do this and then I'm going to do this and then I'm going to do this. You're like, oh, that's not so bad. Like it forces you to actually like visualize what the thing is for the day and then you sort of reduce the generalized anxiety about what that thing is.
I just realized something. Well, one, you just described why you have a to-do list, like literally the principle. Like it feels overwhelming and then you write it down and it's like, this seems doable. Okay. So I think that our older child is very much like me. And I think I've been being faced with myself, with him, since he was born.
Sorry to hear that. it's rough, huh?
I think you are experiencing that with Jones. I think you're like being faced with yourself. And like, I think you're just started, like maybe you haven't really quite realized that. Like I am like constantly, like everything that he does, it is like staring in a mirror. And I'm like, sometimes I don't like what I see. And I'm like, it's come from me. And it's just required me to do so much work on myself because he is just literally the embodiment of like all of the deep parts of me, but like coming out. And I think you're experiencing that with our other child. Where for me, I'm like, I'm a pro. I've been dealing with you for like 18 years. You finicky little creature who needs things to happen. No problem.
Are the meetings helpful for you though? Because I find it helpful to like actually be like, oh yeah, okay, this is like just to make decisions in advance about who's going to do what.
So oh yeah, yeah. We're like winging it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Even like we carpool a lot if we're carpooling, if we're not carpooling, yeah. Like, and then if mistakes are made, it's on both of us because it's obvious that we didn't communicate.
Yeah. It's yeah. Like, hey, like if we're leaving at the same time, mm-hmm. then like our schedules and getting ready, all a bunch of shit has to get aligned. So if I'm under the impression that we're not, and you're under the impression that we are, or vice versa,
yeah.
then there's an opportunity for conflict.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's been great.
If it's like, no, we're taking separate cars or we're not, then it just makes it clear what has to happen and who has to do what. So I do think I wonder, even if it doesn't benefit the kids at all, I think it benefits us to have
no, it 100% does. I think that the like resistance that we experience, not resistance, but just general anxiety with like, especially our youngest is like way lower because it is the same for you. However, no, it's not a however. Oh, this is my thought. We are thinking of like macro things like scheduling and who's driving and what to expect with drop off and like whatever. Everything's going much more smoothly, but I'm wondering if we should try to do it with like littler things too. Like that's the opportunity right there. We're the one, they don't tell time. So we could just move this to whatever time we need to. I think if we spent a little more time then discussing the weather and the clothing options and like our expectations for the morning, like just break it down a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because one of our children pretends like he doesn't care about routine, but when it doesn't exist, his whole world falls apart. And then the other one is like obsessive about the routine. So like, I think if they had that, let's just like, let's try that. Let's try to like break it down a little bit more.
Yes, I think so. So there, and like, even like, okay. So like Jones gets like angry if I'm the one that wakes him up in the morning.
He's instead better of you. About it if he knows.
But because we talk about it. Yeah. Like the first time when it was like, oh, okay, fine. I guess I consented to this the night before. Do you know what I mean? Was like.
Yeah. Yeah. And this morning I went in there anyway.
You blew up the routine. That wasn't.
Well, you lollygag because you guys have your own things. But I went in there anyway, and he.
It took like 14 seconds.
Mm. And.
And actually, you're lucky I didn't lock you out of the bedroom. Because
you didn't know I wasn't asleep. Okay, whatever.
I left. I turned off the baby monitor. I thought you were still in there, so I was going to lock the door behind me to keep them from bursting in on you.
Is that the type of like a. Attention that you pay to our children when you're hanging out with them. You didn't even know I wasn't in the room.
Well, it's dark and I assumed you're under the covers. Wait, can I finish what I was saying? Nice.
Okay. I went in there this morning and I like laid down with him and he just like turned over kind of shocked. He's like, are you not tired? And I was like, no, I'm exhausted. Because like, I think I normally like work on my phone from after you go to bed until like 12 or 1. That's when I do like majority of my email.
Let's define our terms here. Work?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Sometimes I read, but most of the time I'm responding to emails or like trying to figure out things for projects that we're working on in our house.
Sometimes
or
buying packages.
How do you think that I get things done when I literally never put my butt in a chair in front of a computer? Like, when do you think that I'm managing things?
You're acting like I'm being so ridiculous when you're not like,
I'm gonna.
Oh, I forgot I bought all this stuff at 2 a.m.
And it was all great things. That was totally necessary. Anyways. He goes, our child, when I broke routine and I went into his room in the morning, goes, like, what are you doing here? Are you still tired? And I was like, yeah. Or he goes, you're not tired? And I was like, no, I'm still very tired. Like, I slept like 4 hours. And he goes, do you need to go back to bed? And I was like, probably. And he's like, okay, I'll just cuddle with you for a second. And then he brought me into our room and, like, put me back in bed. It was so sweet. So, like, that's what it takes. He needs that.
Hey, you're listening to The Daily Dad Podcast, one meditation a day inspired to help you do your most important job, which is be a great father. These are meditations inspired by ancient wisdom, psychological research, and just great strategies from normal dads just like you. Thanks for listening.